DK. It's Round Zero with Clyde Lewis.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, give up! Give up! Give up! Give up! Give up!
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero comes to you live from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK in Portland, Oregon. And you can hear us online by going to www.clydelewis.com. Download the SurferNet software. You can download that right there at the site. Listen there. Or you can go to zprradio.com, and there you can hear us loud and clear, blasting the rafters. I'm sure there's a lot of wind coming out of the speakers after the Hell candidates were here. That was a lot of fun. Glad to have them on board. The new song is good, too. I really like that song. And there are a lot of bands out there that have said they wanted to do a Ground Zero song. Hell Candidates came through, and that song explains it a lot. And I really enjoy that song. And I'd like to thank them once again. I'm sure they're listening in the car. Thank all you guys for putting that together and doing such a good job with that. 503-250-1080. That's 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. As I said tonight, a whole lot of show packed in such a short time with the game. It cuts off our time a little bit, and so we try and get as much as we can in on a Saturday night when the games are this late. And without further ado, we're going to go right to our next guest. My guest that I have on now, he's been a friend of mine for a long time. He and I have been through a lot together. I have been so happy to know this man for, I don't know how many years I've known him. It's going on 4, maybe 5 years we've known each other, been working together on projects, had a chance to be together off and on when he was traveling around, doing a lot of seminars. I've seen this stuff work. Reverse speech has been something that a lot of people can just write off, but I have seen it work, and I've shown that it can work. In fact, I've demonstrated for some people here at the station and how every 15 seconds your normal speech creates some sort of a phonetic change where you play it backwards and you can hear what a person really thinks, what they're really feeling. Tonight we're going to explain it a little bit, go into some detail, what's going on with David John Oates and his work. And so now live in
Australia, it's David John Oates. Hey, mate.
Hey, Clyde. How are you this evening, mate?
I'm doing so well, and it's good to hear your voice.
Good. Yeah, I think it's more than 5 years, because I think I first did Ground Zero back in 97, if I remember correctly. So that's... Yeah, so that's six, 7 years, something like that.
So it's been a while we've been... my first show that I did, one of the first shows I did, I played records backwards because I wanted to find out if any of those things were true. And I had a friend of mine, Sabrina, turned me on to you, and I'm thinking, wow, somebody else is thinking the way I'm thinking. And so just give us a little bit of history for people who are unfamiliar. There's still people out there that are unfamiliar with what reverse speech is and how you stumbled upon this great anomaly in our forward and our backward speech.
Well, essentially, to put it simply, reverse speech is a study or the name given to unconscious messages embedded in our speech. The basic theory is that language is bilevel. As we are speaking, we're creating the sounds of our speech in such a way that we're delivering two messages at once. One is forwards, which is how I'm talking to you now, and the other one is in reverse. And quite literally, if you take speech and run it backwards, on an average, once every 15 seconds, it varies depending on the emotional intensity of the conversation, but on average, once every 15 seconds, you'll hear this very clear, precise, generally grammatically correct sentence embedded amongst the gibberish that is what is transpiring in the deep unconscious, well, actually sometimes not the deep unconscious, it can actually be your conscious thoughts and feelings at the time of speaking. So on one level, it's like a truth detector. If you're lying forward, you'll get the truth in reverse. And on the deepest levels, it taps into the unconscious mind and a lot of our metaphorical structures that create us and make us who we are. I got involved in this, to answer your other question, in 1983, actually, quite by mistake. I had a Walkman strapped to my belt, and I was walking through the house, and I leant over the toilet bowl, and the Walkman fell out of my belt straight into the toilet bowl, and it only played backward. It's a very amusing story, and so I started listening to tapes in reverse, and then I stumbled across it in music first. And of course, I wasn't the first person to find backward measures in music. Fundamentalist Christians, of course, been talking about this for many years and claiming that rock and roll artists are possessed by the devil to put backward messages out. But I certainly was the first person to come across it in normal human speech, and I've since, of course, written all the theories and published the books and got reverse speech out there fairly well in the last 20 years, I think. So
you
there
also,
you go.
You worked for the government too, didn't you, in a little bit? In a little bit of a project here?
I was actually involved with the government back in 91. I did a series of lectures in Washington, D.C., where I presented the technology to the FBI and other investigative agencies. I subsequently worked briefly for the FBI during Waco. I did a report on a personality profile on David Koresh. And most of my involvement in that whole era was back in the early 90s. Since that time, I haven't done a great deal. One of my students in Ashland, Oregon, just down the road from you, actually, is doing a lot of work with the Oregon police. He's actually currently working on a homicide case right now, getting some amazing results. So the field itself has moved out into law enforcement and is slowly becoming recognized, but it's a slow process and it'll take a while too.
Yeah, and I have been to your seminars, and it's too bad that you're not in America right now still doing those, because a lot of people, when they listen to programs such as mine, they hear what you do and they think, oh, that's just, you know, looking in the clouds and seeing images in the right. clouds. They compare it to that it's some sort of simulacrum of some kind, that it's something that's tricking the brain into thinking that it's hearing something, when in reality, you sit in the seminars and you roll tape on people, and right there you can see them and the look on their faces when certain things come out of the reversals, and they say, I was just thinking about that right. this afternoon.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's nothing like running this stuff live. For a start, several people in the room will hear the same reversal at the same time. So, I mean, if we're just projecting into gibberish, how can different people hear the same information? And like you say, we're constantly finding facts in reverse that can be verified. I mean, my track history over the many years I've been public now is extremely impressive in terms of the information that reverse speech has uncovered and subsequently being verified. And I think anyone who's been following my career for a while certainly knows that.
In your mind, and you probably have something prepared right now, but what is it? What best demonstrates for you the idea that you have interrogation tapes, you have everything else? Give us a demonstration of interrogation where something is revealed in a reversal.
An interrogation tape. Oh, okay. Well, the best one to go to for that one would be the O.J. Simpson. So I'm actually going to find that one right now. I was public with the O.J. Simpson reversals many years ago, and they caused quite a controversy. The tape I actually have is a tape that was recorded. It was the police interrogation tape recorded just I think it was only 24 hours after the murders actually took place. So here is this forwards, and the significant thing is AJ's talking forwards about the story he wants the police to believe. He's saying he came home that night and got ready to go and did a few things. So here we go for it.
And I come home and kind of leisurely got ready to go. You know, I mean, we've done a few things. We weren't out.
And backwards, he tells us what he really did, and he says in reverse, "I killed them high." And I think high means he was high on coke, based on other reversals I found. And there you go. And there's
I killed them high.
Killed them high.
That's always a chilling reversal of how, you know, you can interrogate someone, and forward they tell you one thing, and then deep down they have that hidden voice that kind of gives them away.
Yeah, right. And if you go to my website, you can see a whole bunch of reversals on OJ where he talks about crouching down by the side of the wall and getting out his knife and lunging at them, and there's some really quite horrific reversals. And the other one I tend to play a fair bit that people ask me about is the well-known case of Patsy Ramsey, of course, and the little girl who was murdered in Boulder, Colorado, when John Benet Ramsey.
John Benet.
And here's Patsy on TV saying she's wishes she could, saying there's at least two people out there who knows who did this crime.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that that person may have confided in.
In reverse, she tells us who the person is. Listen very carefully, you listeners out there, and see if you can hear what she's saying backwards. I'm going to run it at two different speeds here.
One, if there is it.
And simply says, for those who didn't hear, and I'll do it once more.
One, if there is it.
And again.
I'm that person. Yeah,
absolutely correct.
I purposely, and this is another thing, we purposely not told you what she said.
Right.
And I can hear I'm that person.
Right.
From where she says it, and there that way, you know, people can make up their minds for themselves. If you're not being, I guess you could say, coerced into believing that something was being said there, is it hard to get people to get an ear for the reverse speech and how it all can, you know, come at you? Because I know that when I listen to it, you hear the gibberish, and sometimes it's the gibberish happens so fast you have to go back and listen again and see if you can find something in it.
Well, I've been training students in reverse speech for many years now. I've trained hundreds and hundreds of students over the years. You know, it's like learning a foreign language. It takes a while to get used to the cadence and the different tonalities. You'll notice that it has a sort of a etherical, melodious, sing-song tone to it, and that takes people a little while to get used to. But I can, you know, I can train someone up to be relatively proficient in 6 months, and within 12 months they should be hearing and documenting and interpreting reversals fairly accurately. But as you know, a lot of people just use it as a hobby as well. They go home and get software and run tapes backwards, and some people are hearing reversals from the very first night they start. So yeah, it's an acquired skill to become good at this and become a professional analyst, as it is with any field, but it's a good, interesting little hobby as well.
David John Oates is my guest. Of course, he is the master of reverse speech, the creator, the founder, the person who theorized about what it's all about. To be able to find out just how interesting it gets, we're gonna find out some more reversals, talk with David about what he's doing and how the science has expanded since the last time we've talked to him. 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955 if you have any questions, or if you have any requests. Some of you have heard David's work. You may want to hear some other reversals. We'll be back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away.
Ground Zero on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Want to see something beautiful? Go to www.restoresit.com and find out why thousands of people are restoring and beautifying their kitchen cabinets and wood furniture easily with RestoresIt. No need to strip or sand your wood furnishings. RestoresIt gives it a durable finish that lasts for years. Go to www.restoresit.com. That's RESTORZIT.com. Or call 1-800-759-4345 and find out about the miracle in the bottle. RestoresIt.
tonight on Unsolved Mysteries, the Bodacious Conspiracy. It is believed that large groups of people conspire to have fun by going to Bodacious Classic at 2433 Southeast Powell. It is further alleged that while they are plotting the end of the world, they eat exceptionally good food and drink ice-cold beverages while listening to a Klingon sing in an alien language. We here received a phone call from an anonymous informant about this case.
Well, we gathered together in the bar, and I ate one of the best steaks ever. It was juicy and tender, and I washed it down with some of the great signature brew you get at Bodacious Classic. I then looked up, and I noticed that there was this alien, and... Oh, my gosh. They're tapping my phone lines. I gotta go.
So, the Bodacious Conspiracy mystery is solved. Large groups of people are going to Bodacious Classics for a good time. Great food and drinks that are out of this world. You can join us Thursday night for Klingon karaoke with Clyde and the Klingons at 9:30 p.m. Bodacious Classics, 2433 Southeast Powell. Boldly going where no bar has gone before.
I'll bet you know someone who's taken advantage of this spectacular offer at Dick Hanna Chrysler in the giant Vancouver Auto Mall. Buy a new Dick Hanna Chrysler and we will pay off your present car, even if you owe way more than it's worth. And you don't have to look far to find somebody who wants to get out of a high-interest car loan. On all new and used cars with approved credit, take our 0% APR interest plan for up to 72 months. Dick Hanna is the Northwest PT Cruiser headquarters, largest in the Northwest. We've got PT Cruisers for only $11,977. Got Voyager minivans, $13,477. Both prices after the big $2,500 factory rebate. Think you have a financial new car crisis? Solve it here with a financial new car Chrysler from Dick Hanna Chrysler. Take I-5 or 205 across the bridge to State Route 500. Dick Hanna, family owned since 1949.
What do you have next in line, David?
Oh, I was actually going to revisit some reversals on Bush that I played on your show last time before the Gulf War. And just, if you remember, I played these and said we're going to go into war in about a week or so based on these reversals.
Okay, perfect.
Do you remember that?
We'll do that. That'll be great.
Yep, okay.
That'll be great. We'll do that. Hang on.
Okay.
We'll be right with you.
Not a problem.
Big responsibility, so when you choose a partner in the technology field, you need the best the region has to offer. Now that you're nodding in agreement, remember the name CoreForce. If you're a CIO, director of IT, or senior technology staff member, listen to this commercial like it's an early Christmas present. CoreForce is a leading provider of high-end system planning, design, and development services. Where can CoreForce help you? Banking and financial institution systems, scientific and business data capture and reporting, e-commerce transactions, manufacturing system automation and data collection, mass media and human resource systems. I could speak for hours about technical mumbo-jumbo, but I won't. I'll send you to CoreForce.com. CoreForce. Innovation. Creativity. Excellent. Online at CoreForce.com.
Meet Rick Emerson. Middays on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Tim Riley in the KFTK newsroom.
Okay, I forgot the story, but I want to mention it. A Nigerian court has freed a woman in a stoning case. She was sentenced to death for adultery. And if you saw her picture, she looks like E.T. wearing a babushka. Who would want to have like that adultery with her?
Cultural sensitivity, Tim Riley style.
She has been condemned to death despite saying she was raped.
Why do they hate us as Americans? It's hard to figure out where this insensitive label comes from.
This woman's picture belongs on your website.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's E.T. with a babushka.
She's like a skull wrapped in beef jerky. Yeah, okay.
He's Rick Emerson, and he wants to be your friend. Tune into Rick's World, midday on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Want to see something beautiful? Go to www.restoresit.com and find out why thousands of people are restoring and beautifying their kitchen cabinets and wood furniture easily with Restores It. No need to strip or sand your wood furnishings. Restores It gives it a durable finish that lasts for years. Go to www.restoresit.com. That's R-E-S-T-O-R-Z-I-T.com. Or call 1-800-759-4345 and find out about the miracle in the bottle. Restores It.
Clyde Lewis is here on Sunday nights, too. Catch Ground Zero, Sundays 8 to 11. Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
KOTK!
Mind control from the Inquisition Underground. This
I want to remind you that if you haven't gone by Jungle Jim, you need to go by there and say hello to Noel. Also, if you want to join Jungle Jim, it's only $19.95 a month to do it. That's the Ground Zero special. Otherwise, you'll be paying a lot more. This is just for Ground Zero listeners. You can call 503-775-6399, 503-775-6399 to talk to Noel and to sign up for the Jungle Gym treatment. You get to go in there, weightlifting, cardiovascular, Pilates, all that stuff. Just great workout. It's a hometown gym, none of these corporate gyms that are going to be, you know, hassling you and giving you problems. This is a gym where people go and they get down to the business. They go down and they work on their fitness. And that's the important thing, is getting your body in shape and feeling good. Working on that right now. In fact, people have noticed that I'm losing weight. I'm now dieting. I'm feeling better about myself. I'm looking better. And Jungle Gym is just a part of it. The nutritional aspects also. Noel works with your nutrition. He tells you what you need to eat, how to do better, how to burn, how to feel good. So $19.95 a month is worth it. You invest $19.95 a month, you'd be working on your body and looking good. 503-775-6399. That's 503-775-6399 to call Noel. You want to come by in person and sign up, go to 5623 Southeast Center Street, just off Foster, Jungle Gym. 503-250-1080, the number to call, or 1-800-727-5955. Tonight on the show, very happy to have with us from Australia, David John O.
Bring it back on the program. David, one of the things you did when we had you on the show the last time is we were able to extract, because you said it's hard to extract, from George W. Bush some things, and what it was revealing was some very interesting stuff about the war and what was going to happen. And so I was kind of thinking that maybe we could like go for review and find out if any things that George was saying has come to pass.
Actually, very good place to start. Yes, when I was on your show last time, it was actually only, if I remember correctly, it was a week or 2 weeks before they actually went in for Desert Storm 2, or Gulf War 2, whatever you call it. And
Yeah.
And I'd found reversals on Bush just that very week that indicated that, yep, this is exactly what was going to happen. And I came on your show and I said, if I'm almost my exact words were, within a week or two, we're going to see war beginning. And it was based on these reversals here. Here's the first one.
Great Britain, Spain, and the United States have introduced a new resolution stating that Iraq has failed to meet the requirements of Resolution 1441. Saddam Hussein is not disarming. This is a fact. It cannot be denied.
Okay, now I wonder if you can hear this one without prompting. I'm going to just play this reversal, see if your listeners can hear it. If you can't, that's okay. But here it is. Hear anything there?
I hear something about the something is over.
Yeah, the show's over.
The show is over, yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was either the shield or the show is over, yeah, is what I was hearing.
Yeah, right, and
the show is over.
So here we go.
Exactly.
And the show is over.
So what he's saying is, hey, we're all ready to go in here. The show's over. There's no more waiting. We're going in. Here, I'll play it again forward.
Great Britain, Spain, and the United States have introduced a new resolution stating that Iraq has failed to meet the requirements of Resolution 1441. Saddam Hussein is not disarming. This is a fact. It cannot be denied.
And the reversal, and the show's over.
And the show's over.
And
the show's
over. And then we got this one here that's a little bit more revealing. He's talking about a future future government in Iraq.
Help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
This one's a touch more difficult. It says, we will sit in Baghdad. And that's exactly what they're doing right now.
Pretty clear. Sitting in Baghdad,
yep.
Exactly. We will sit in Baghdad.
Yep, the U.S. military's moved in. They've occupied Saddam's old palaces. They've got a temporary government in place ruled by some American bloke. And And so this reversal, too, we will sit in Baghdad. Speaks
for himself.
You know,
it's interesting because he was talking about the government. He was talking about the government that was going to be there, or actually he was, you know, about how his regime is corrupt.
Right.
And, you know, it's like he, as we say, as we have said on this program, that reverse speech reflects what you're thinking at the time you're talking most
right.
of the time.
Right.
It also reflects some of the images that you have in your subconscious. And so when George Bush is talking about dethroning Saddam Hussein and saying, we're going to change this regime, we're going to sit in Baghdad, that is exactly what was going through his mind at the time he was speaking it, because it coincides with what he was saying forward.
Exactly correct. And we call that the principle of complementarity. In other words, the forwards and the reverse will always relate to each other. What's being said forwards will relate directly to what's being said backwards. And the exact words where that reversal occurred are these words here.
The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose, but we hear in reverse, we will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad.
So,
you catch that as a lie then? Was he lying? He said,
you know, politicians tend to stretch the truth. It's a lie by omission, I think, as certainly we found out afterwards that they intended to appoint a temporary government in Iraq. Mm. And so,
people didn't choose.
No, they didn't choose. I don't think he's told us the whole truth, is how I would interpret that.
Is there anything else that you have from him that would bring about, that would make us think and wonder as well?
I do actually. Let me see if I can pull a couple more up on Bush that gave me a fairly good indication that he was definitely going to war. And I'm actually looking for the sound files right now. As we speak, I've got thousands of them on my computer. And
I would love for you to find something on the weapons of mass destruction, because of the fact that now that's coming back to damn him.
Well, that's interesting. I've actually got a reversal on Rumsfeld that indicates to me that they weren't telling us the whole story when it comes to the weapons of mass destruction. And if I can pull this one up even quicker still, then we will go with this one. And this is on Rumsfeld. Oh, gee, where's Clyde? My computer's not doing its good job tonight.
Did it fall apart on you?
No, it's gone to a wrong subdirectory here, and This is Rumsfeld just prior to the war, and he's talking about intelligence information that he's gotten from satellites.
Most countries don't have the intelligence capabilities that we do, and it takes some time to get people looking at the same set of facts. To the extent people are working off different understandings of what the facts are, it's not surprising they might come to somewhat different conclusions.
Okay, so he's talking about the intelligent facts, and he says in reverse, we deal this evil on the facts. And see, what that tells me is he's not telling us the whole story. We deal this evil on the facts. We are manipulating the information here. And
there's also the information that now the weapons of mass destruction have not been found. People are asking about them. They're damning Tony Blair. They're also, I guess, Belgium is now filing criminal charges against Bush and Blair.
No kidding.
Yeah, and I'm looking at that, saying to myself that they're attributing it to some sort of intelligence failure. It's funny that Rumsfeld, play that forward again. I want to hear that one more time.
All right, this is it forward.
Most countries don't have the intelligence capabilities that we do, and it takes some time to get people looking at the same set of facts. To the extent people are working off different understandings of what the facts are, it's not surprising they might come to somewhat different conclusions. But
I want people to remember that he said that about intelligence, that no one has intelligence capabilities like we do. And now they're saying that our intelligence failed us with the weapons of mass destruction, and then now play the reversal, David.
The reversal is we deal this evil on the facts.
With the victims.
Did
you hear that one, Clyde?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, I found that one that one before the war broke out, and I had question marks in my head. Now, that's very interesting. What's going on here? Are we not being told the full story? And
they're basically manipulating the facts. We deal this evil in the facts. We deceive you with these facts because we really don't know. And now, and it's funny that Rousseau is talking about intelligence and how our intelligence is superior than any other country's intelligence. And so now our intelligence, they're saying, failed us with the weapons of mass destruction. And that
absolutely
is why
correct.
We cannot find them. Yeah. How is that? We just caught them in a major lie right there.
Absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct right there. And here's these other reversals on Bush I found. Here's a quick one. Once again, I found this a week before the war broke out.
The danger is clear. Using chemical, biological, or one-day nuclear weapons obtained with the help of Iraq. The terrorists could fulfill their stated ambitions and kill thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent people in our country or any other.
I don't know whether you'll hear this one. This is pretty quick, but let me play it without prompting, see if you can hear any key words here and there.
I would be business.
Hear anything intelligent there, Clyde?
I'll eat the something business.
Yeah, I will beat this silly business, was the reversal.
I'll beat the silly business.
Yeah, so you got most of it. So here it is again.
I will beat this silly business.
So once again, you know, the show's over. We will sit in Baghdad. I'll beat this silly business. This is all of Bush a week before the war saying, hey, man, this is it. The show's over. We're going in. And I found all these reversals a week beforehand to post on my website and came on your show and a couple of other shows and said, hey, listen, guys, we're going to war. And,
I think people will agree that the Rumsfeld reversal is very intriguing when you consider, like I said, that he's talking about intelligence and now claiming that intelligence has failed them.
Yep.
And that this and they even goes so far as to say that he doesn't think they're going to find anything there. It doesn't matter anymore because now we have dethroned Saddam Hussein. It's not important. Weapons of mass destruction are not important. And a new poll was released just the other day. A third of Americans believe that Iraq used the weapons of mass destruction and that we found them, that we have found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Just goes to show you how uninformed and how the intelligence process fails us. We'll be back with more Ground Zero. Keep it right here. Don't go away.
Ground Zero, only on Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
Want to see something beautiful? Go to www.restoresit.com and find out why thousands of people are restoring and beautifying their kitchen cabinets and wood furniture easily with RestoreZit. No need to strip or sand your wood furnishings. RestoreZit gives it a durable finish that lasts for years. Go to www.restoresit.com. That's RESTORZIT.com. Or call 1-800-759-4345 and find out about the miracle in the bottle. RestoreZit.
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries, the Bodacious Triangle. Many people have entered Bodacious Classics on 2433 Southeast Powell and have experienced something mysteriously tantalizing. Exceptional food, great libations, and a strange Klingon who sings in an alien language. Bill Pritchett, a McMinnville farmer, had this to say about the anomaly.
So what I'm seeing is people walking out of that place, you know, that Bodacious Classics place, and they have this wide-eyed look on their face, and they got big smiles from ear to ear. I know what happens in there. They get y'all comfy, and they feed you good food and stuff, and then they start to learn that Klingon language. That's right. And then they're going to get you ready to get on the mothership. I know their game.
So the Bodacious Triangle mystery has been solved. People go to Bodacious Classics for a good time, food and drinks that are out of this world. You can join us Thursday night for Klingon karaoke with Clyde and the Klingons at 9:30 p.m. Bodacious Classics, 2433 Southeast Powell. Boldly going where no bar has gone before.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, your home protects you from the elements. Now you can return the favor with Duration Exterior Coating from Sherwin-Williams. Unlike ordinary house paint, Duration protects in one coat. In fact, Duration is guaranteed, yes, guaranteed, for as long as you own your home. Duration is available only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. For a store near you, call 1-800-4-SHERWIN. You'll be glad you did. And so will your house.
By now, everybody knows it's all about believing in something. So let's see. There's mom, apple pie, baseball, rodeos, and the good old USA. Ah, these are just some of the things we believe in at Bob Lampier's Newburgh Dodge. Then there's American-made Dodge trucks. Oh, you gotta believe in those trucks if you're smart enough to put Dodge in the name of your business, like Bob Lampier's Newburgh Dodge. And why not? It's America's favorite truck. It's rodeo's favorite truck. And speaking of rodeos, Newburgh Dodge is a proud sponsor of the St. Paul Rodeo. And believe me, when those bull riders have a tough job to get done, they do it in a Dodge truck, an American-made Dodge truck. I believe you'll find the best deal on a Dodge truck at Bob Lampier's Newburgh Dodge over on Portland Road. Why? Because Bob believes in grabbing life by the horns and giving you the best truck for the best price. And you can believe that. So come by today and find out more about the St. Paul Rodeo while you're looking at a new Dodge truck at Bob Lampier's Newburgh Dodge, 2809 Portland Road. I believe that's about it.
I feel... Good night, Franklin, Eleanor. Sleep tight, Hector. How about a good night kiss, Katie? Here's your teddy bear, Max. Good boy. Sweet dreams, Rocky. It's sleepy time, Bandit. Shh. It's okay, Tuffy. Go to sleep. You too, Sparky.
At the Oregon Humane Society, we love animals as much as you do.
Sweet dreams, Shadow.
After the song, do you want to? Where do you want to go to next?
Why don't we play some music stuff? I actually got one more I want to play on Colin Powell. Okay.
On Colin Powell, that'd be great.
Uh-huh. And then we'll go to some of these Beatles stuff, and we can do more Bush. Oh, let's do the Beatles first. I've got some amusing ones on Baghdad Bob and Saddam Hussein.
Oh, you got some Baghdad Bob stuff, huh?
Well, look, why don't we do that, yeah? Why don't we continue with the war stuff? Powell, we'll do Baghdad Bob. We can do Saddam Hussein. Yeah.
That'll be perfect. We'll
okay.
do that.
Not a problem.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
1080.
All right, there. Look, let's deal first.
KOTK.
Secretary, USA Ground Zero. Proud to show your respect because my initial impact trial was the Class 1 recognition calendar.
Ben Vernon from Waco, Texas.
Ground Zero.
I am the first man to see the flying saucer.
It is a time of disintegration.
Thank you.
John Oates, 503-250-1080, the number to call if you have any questions for David, or 1-800-727-5955. All the way from Australia tonight, it's David John Oates with the speech, and we were talking about some of the personalities that we had seen in the war, some of the things that they had to say. Donald Rumsfeld, of course, was some damning evidence of him speaking about how intelligence was manipulated with the war. And do you have any other personalities that we need to hear from with the war regarding what was going on behind the scenes and what they were really thinking when they were planning this whole thing?
Yeah, I think we've got a few interesting ones here. Here's a really interesting one on Colin Powell. Now, you may remember that Colin Powell initially came out against the war, and he had to be pulled in by the administration. So with that background, here's an interesting reversal on Powell just before the war.
And the joint resolution passed by the Congress said we should do it through the UN, and if that doesn't succeed, then we should be prepared to use United States Armed Forces in a willing coalition.
Yeah, see if you can get what this one is, Clyde. Just two words. Do you hear anything?
Forgive
there?
Me.
Yeah, exactly.
Forgive me.
Exactly correct. Forgive me. So
do you think that he has? He feels badly about what he had to do?
Yeah, I absolutely do think that. Based on that reversal and a couple of others I've got on Powell as well, he had severe reservations around this whole war, and so.
Well, this is before he went into the UN, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, that is correct. Yeah, so let's play it again. Listen to the context forwards.
And the joint resolution passed by the Congress said we should do it through the UN, and if that doesn't succeed, then we should be prepared to use United States Armed Forces in a willing coalition.
So he says we should be prepared to use United States Armed Forces, but backwards, forgive me. And that in and of itself gives you a lot of insight into this guy.
Well, it was interesting because I had pointed out on one of my shows that the word Colin itself comes from the word dove.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, the word column or Columbia, Colin Powell, it's the name means dove. And when he fell from the dove and turned into the hawk. He became a hawk. You know, we're talking a metaphor here, but he went from a dove to a hawk. And it was really frightening because it was during the time of the Columbia shuttle going down.
That's fascinating.
And the idea of the Columbia or the dove falling from the sky and war breaking out. So it was very symbolic. A lot of things were very symbolic metaphorically in the world, and I tried to point that out to people, and people, when I do that, they think I'm crazy, but I know a little something about metaphors and what they mean and their triggering mechanisms that are there, that exist. And I do know later on, when we get talking more about what you do, we're going to talk a little bit about metaphors and how they are in reverse speech as well. But let's go on with some more war personalities. Let's hear some more of those.
Oh, well, here's a funny one. I'm sure everyone can remember Baghdad Bob. He was a man who, you know, the tanks were touring around Baghdad, and he was saying, "No, there's no troops here. They're 100 miles away." You know, the man who was famous for his understatement. Here he is talking to a reporter, and he's saying, "No, don't worry, there's no troops here." I think that's what he's saying for. Let's play it forwards and find out.
Not at all, and you don't be frightened.
Oh, yeah, no, he's basically saying, you know, don't worry, there's nothing to worry about, and we hear him say backwards, load the gun.
Load the gun.
Got that one?
Load the gun.
So
he's loads
the gun. Loads the gun, yeah. And this is right as the troops were coming into Baghdad, and he's saying, "No, don't worry, there's nothing to worry about, everything's fine." Here it is again.
Not at all, not at all. And you got me frightened.
And here it is backwards.
Not at all, not at all.
So there we go. Now there's our dear mate, Baghdad Bob.
Is that the only one you have on Baghdad Bob? Baghdad Bob, of course, was funny. Do you have any more?
I've got one more on Baghdad Bob. Yeah, this is actually quite a serious one. This is when there were suicide bombs in cars. A couple of American troops were killed by a suicide bomb in a car.
It is a well-known village there in Al-Waqqa. They bombarded it with cluster bombs yesterday night.
I'll have to tell you what this one says. It says, small but tactical, see the car bomb.
Small but tactical, see the car bomb. Small but tactical,
do you hear that one, Klein?
Yeah.
So there you go.
There's a lot of echo on that, since it was in a room and forward, it's hard to hear English properly, but you hear the English clearer in reverse.
Yes, you do. Yeah, that's actually very true. You do hear the English clearer in reverse. Now, I don't know whether did I play a reverse on Osama bin Laden last time I was on your show? I can't remember.
I think you did play Osama bin Laden, or you played someone else. I'm not sure. What do you have for Osama bin Laden?
Well, I've got a couple on bin Laden. Here's one to start off with. And he simply says backwards, "I bomb Kabul." So there we go, there's one on bin Laden. And if I played one the other time, I would have played, I'll see if I've got that one handy. No, I can't see it offhand. Here's one on Saddam Hussein. Now, this is from a tape that was delivered to the Sydney Morning Herald on May the 3rd. So this was after the end of the hostilities in Iraq.
يتمكن من أن يغير ما في نفس الشعب وصدره من مواقف إيمان ووطنية ومحبة وحمية.
And of course he's speaking Arabic forwards, and he backwards says, "Need a whole army for government." And again.
He's speaking to English reporters. Now, he does speak English.
Yes.
So he thinks in English and talks in Arabic?
Well, in this case, this brings up the whole dilemma about bilingual. Saddam Hussein does speak English, but he's speaking Arabic here. We found one English reversal in that whole tape, there's not many, but we do get a smattering of English reversals because he does speak in English.
So that was probably the only English reversal in that entire tape that you got.
That is correct.
Which means that when he was speaking with those English reporters, he probably had a thought in English and it came through.
Right, but most of the other reversals would have been in Arabic.
Yeah, it's too bad you don't have an Arabic translator.
Oh, we could find out a whole bunch of stuff, couldn't we? Yeah, we could.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's the way it is with those leaders. They do speak English, but when they're speaking in their native tongue, they will speak in that language, and it's hard to find anything in English, even if they, you know, every once in a while a thought in English comes out. I know that when I do reversals on myself, very, very, I guess you could say rarely, do you find Spanish reversals, because I do speak Spanish, and I remember there was one time when I was talking with the janitor that works here, and I was doing some reverse speech to demonstrate, and after I was finished talking with him, all my reverses were in Spanish.
That's amazing. Now that is amazing.
Yeah, there were a number of reversals that were in Spanish. It was because I had to think in Spanish in order to talk to him. And then after I was finished speaking to him, I went back to demonstrate. And for some reason, the thought processes that were going through me at the time were all in Spanish, and so it was part Spanish, part English. There were reversals that were mixing together. It was really strange.
We've found examples where reversal will start out in one sentence, and halfway through the sentence it'll switch to another language. So you've got two languages in the one sentence, which is bizarre when you find stuff like that.
What languages are you focusing on now? Are you working on getting translators to translate in different languages for reverse speech?
Well, I've just finished training two German students who are now certified, so they're practicing bilingual reversals. They're doing session work back in Germany. I'm training a Spanish-speaking student right now. I've just certified a Chinese-speaking student who's actually in China right now using reverse speech over there, which is very exciting. I've trained someone who speaks Korean. Now, we've actually lost contact with him. I haven't heard from him for about a year or so now, but last I heard of him, he was practicing Korea with amazing success. So they're the only languages we've really trained. I've got a French student who's just started, so he'll be hopefully taking reverse speech out to France once he's graduated from the training course. So there's a lot of data out there and a lot of information about bilingual reversals. And, you know, clearly it's occurring in every language. If we consider it's a natural part of language, which I certainly do, then it's logical to assume that you'll find it in every spoken language.
It was interesting because I had somebody coin the phrase oral dyslexia the other day.
Oral dyslexia?
He says reverse speech or oral dyslexia, being able to hear things in reverse and in forward.
Oh, I see. What an interesting way of putting it.
And somebody wondered if you had oral dyslexia, because you'd hear things both forwards and backwards. Do you have anything else from George Bush? I was just curious, because I always find George Bush fascinating. You know, usually during his stumbles, I was always curious if when he stumbles, if there are reversals in his stumbling.
Yeah, there's a few. Let me see what I've got on Bush handy. Here's one on Bush just after the war. I should have it right here. Here it is. This is just after the war.
There's a hopeful direction to recent events in the Middle East. In Iraq, a tyrant in support of terror has been removed.
I don't know where you'll get this reversal. This is a bit scratchy, but let's play it for you unprompted, see if you can hear anything here.
Earth, Rudolf, the senior ass.
No, you won't get
Earth,
that.
Earth, Rudolf, the senior ass.
It's not a good reversal.
Earth, Rudolf, the senior ass.
Do you hear anything there?
Something, office in Iraq.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Yeah, wreck that office in Iraq is what it says.
Wreck that office in Iraq, yeah. I'm a little rusty with my reverse speech. I haven't done it that often ever since you took off to Australia. I used to be able to pick them out all the time. I hear them now half and half. I can hear them pretty well. I mean, wreck that office in Iraq. Play that one more time.
Yeah, you're probably a little bit out of practice. I'm going to have to come back to the States. I've actually got a whole lot of emails the last couple of weeks about coming back. Here, we'll play that quickly.
Okay. There you go. Wreck that office in Iraq. My guest tonight, David John Oates, right here, live from Australia, calling us on the program tonight, being with us. We're very happy to have him with us tonight, talking to us about reverse speech. Had some fascinating reversals on the President, Donald Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, and Baghdad Bob, Saddam Hussein, and Osama bin Laden, all the players, and we're listening to what they have to say and what they're thinking in reverse. If you have any questions or if you have any commentary on this, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. As you can see, reverse speech is fascinating. It's still a science in the making, still theories and all kinds of ideas as to what you're hearing when the voice goes into aural dyslexia. We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
Clyde Lewis and Ground Zero on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
1 o'clock.
CNN Radio World News. I'm Cheryl Castro. Fresh violence and efforts toward peace in the Middle East. Palestinian security sources say Israeli troops shot and killed a leader of the militant Hamas group in the West Bank. Later, Israeli forces reportedly killed a Palestinian man near an Israeli settlement. But as our Sheila McVicker reports, there are still signs of life in the roadmap to peace.
The Los Angeles Times is reporting that Israeli and Palestinian officials may be very close to reaching a deal for security control, not just of a small part of Gaza, but returning all of the Gaza Strip to Palestinian control. That would be a very significant step indeed. Plus, the West Bank city of Bethlehem.
Reports of an oil pipeline explosion and fire in the Iraqi town of Hit. No word on what caused it. The U.S. military is investigating. U.S. forces in Iraq have detained several people after raiding a city west of Baghdad. The raid is part of an effort to end deadly attacks targeting American troops. You're hearing part of a tape in which a masked man claiming to be from Al-Qaeda warns of new terror attacks. Bin Laden is still alive and living in Afghanistan. Iran is feeling pressure from the West over its nuclear intentions. Khosra Nazi reports from Tehran.
The U.S. is pressing Iran ever harder. The latest from John Bolton, Undersecretary of State for Arms Control, saying the U.S. reserves the right to military strike to prevent Iran from building a bomb.
Iranian leaders say they will talk with the International Atomic Energy Agency, but they won't change their nuclear policies. An Iranian opposition leader has reportedly been taken to a prison in Paris. A lawyer for Maryam Rafavi says a judge ordered her placed in provisional detention. This is CNN Radio News.
Attention all smokers. If you're serious about kicking the habit, if you want to quickly and safely eliminate your craving for cigarettes, here is some great news from the makers of Smokeaway. For less than the cost of gum, patches, or prescriptions that often don't work, we'll rush you the all-natural Smokeaway system that's sweeping the country, and we guarantee you will be smoke-free in just 7 days, or it won't cost you a dime. Smokeaway's amazing all-natural herbal formula works to completely eliminate your desire for nicotine in 1 week, just like it has for thousands nationwide.
After I got the Smokeaway program, I have never even wanted another cigarette. I've smoked for 24 years, and I quit smoking in 3 days after using Smokeaway.
Don't be a slave to cigarettes anymore. Quit smoking for good, the safe, all-natural way with Smokeaway. Call now to receive our 1-800-229-4952. Money back if you aren't cigarette-free in just 7 days. Call toll-free. 1-800-229-4952. That's 1-800-229-4952.
Miami police say they're looking for a second serial rapist roaming the area. Susan Candiani reports.
Police emphasize there are no known links between one rapist working in one neighborhood of the city of Miami and another working in a fairly large area of Miami-Dade County. Nothing more than a horrible coincidence, as they put it.
Police have matched DNA tests on three rape victims. Arizona authorities say a wildfire, which has burned 6,300 acres, is just 5% contained. It destroyed 250 homes. Many more homes and businesses are being threatened. Asian health officials are meeting in Thailand for discussions on future epidemics. The gathering follows a declaration by the World Health Organization that the SARS epidemic is officially over. Worldwide, SARS has killed more than 800 people. Liberia's president says he will step down from office at the end of his term in January. A transitional government is being formed as part of a ceasefire. This is news from CNN Radio. The U.S. Astronaut Hall of Fame opens its doors to a new wave of inductees. Story Musgrave was one of those. He thanked those at Kennedy Space Center for their work.
My life was in the hands of other people, such as you all at KSC. You did the right things, you designed the right kind of machinery, you maintained that machinery, and you took care of me, for which I will be ever thankful.
Also inducted were Sally Ride, Daniel Brandenstein, and Robert Gibson. Iron Mike Tyson was arrested then released Saturday after getting into a fight with two men inside a New York hotel. The former heavyweight boxing champ faces third-degree assault and disorderly conduct charges. Lennox Lewis keeps his heavyweight title after scoring a technical knockout in the sixth round. Ringside judges stopped the fight after his opponent, Vitali Klitschko, suffered a cut over his left eye. I'm Cheryl Castro. This is the CNN Radio Network.
If you haven't heard Tom Likas, afternoons 3 to 7 on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
You haven't heard a real talk show.
I mean, really, it's really up to us.
That's the third time you've said the same thing.
Yeah, if you get lucky, it's because of us.
Tell that woman in the background to shut up. You are on the air right now. Tell her to shut up right now.
Well, I think I shut up.
Now, you girls want to have a little coffee crush. You do that in the office, but don't call in here and do it.
What? We're just giving our opinion to you.
No, you're giving her opinion. You don't have an opinion.
Yes, I do. And then
why do you need her to tell you what to say?
I don't need her to tell me what to say.
Why were you repeating everything she was saying?
Because it sounds good.
Fine. Then why don't you tell her to call me? What do we need you for?
What? All right. But that's all I had to say, so thanks.
You didn't have anything to say. You never said a damn thing. All you did was repeat what your friend said. You didn't say a damn thing.
All right.
That's enough.
Tom Likas. Afternoons 3 to 7. Only on Hot Talk 1080. KOTK.
I mean, some of the scenes you will witness may appear to border on fantasy.
Stand by. You have 5 seconds. Information is free. 4, 3, there is hope. 1.
Now, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK, it's Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
Come out, speaker, spoke up and said. Come out, speaker, spoke up and said. Come out, speaker, spoke up and said. Give up.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero comes to you live from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK in Portland, Oregon. And we're heard worldwide by going to www.clydelewis.com. Download the SurferNet software. We're back online, and vprradio.com gives us that added push with a chat room and reruns of the program. Very happy to have them on board with us. Tonight's program, David John Oates is with us from Australia. Very excited to have him back. He was on the show prior to the war that we had in Iraq, giving us information, playing reversals for us, and listening to what was going on in the minds of the politicians. You heard some of the stuff on the program right before we went to the top of the news hour, and it was very fascinating to hear some of that information that was going on. I know that reverse speech is hard for some people to grasp, but yet it's one of those easy concepts that, when you see it in action, it can really blow your mind. If you have any questions for David, 503-250-1080, the number to call, that's 503-250-1080, or 1-800-727-5955. Very happy to have David on the program.
Back now. David, welcome back to Ground Zero.
Thanks, Clyde. Yeah, I was listening to your comments beforehand about some people find reverse speech hard to grasp. I understand the difficulty, but you've got to realize the human mind communicates in a variety of different ways, and there's many ways the unconscious communicates. Body language, for example, is well documented. Freudian slips and skin color and skin tone. There's a variety of ways that the unconscious mind communicates, and of course reverse speech is just one of those ways.
Sure, and if you believe that deep down inside of us there are certain things that we express, and it's not necessarily heard, but it's felt.
Right.
I mean, you can, a lot of people say, well, I know he's lying. I can tell by looking at him that he's lying, or I can tell by the way he's phrasing his sentences that he's lying to me. And, most of the time, why do they get that signal, and how do they get that signal? Is it just body language? Is it looking at them and their eyes shifting, or is it something that they hear in the speech, some break or crack in the speech that convinces them that maybe what they're hearing is what they're interpreting both forwards and backwards? And since we are spiritual beings, perhaps the backwards is... very much a part, as well as the forwards, very much a part of how we express ourselves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind that reverse speech is a communication process. We're all hearing reversals of each other all the time, and recognizing those messages as intuition or that gut feeling or gut sense. And like I said, my work shows that many times we are receiving, responding to the reversals. I've got instances where there's entire conversations backwards, where questions are asked and answers are subsequently given. And you know, when you see meaningful, intelligent conversations transpiring in reverse, then of course you've got to ask some very serious questions. So.
Exactly.
Got a couple more reversals I want to play before we move on to a different topic. One I want to get on the record here. I don't think I've played this on your show. Everyone's looking for Osama bin Laden, and the current theory is he's in Afghanistan. Well, I've got a reversal here that tells us where he really is. So let's run it forward. And he says backwards, feel my scene, I am in India. And again. Because India's a very big country. I wish I could narrow it down more to an actual town, but it makes you wonder.
Well, and people will say, well, that's just specious. I mean, how do you know he's in India? I want to point out that David, when George H.W. Bush was in office, had a reversal that he played, and this is fascinating. You may want to dig this up, David, so people can see that you did somehow reveal, and people were I guess calling you and saying, how did you know? But there was a reversal that got you into a lot of heat, and that was Simone in the Sand.
Yep, and that's,
and it was Bush, and Bush was speaking, and Simone, I guess, is the name of a desert storm.
Yeah, it's actually an Arabic word for dust storm in the desert, and which we subsequently translated to Desert Storm. And I found this before Operation Desert Storm broke, and it actually caused quite a political controversy. I was working with a chap in Washington D.C. at the time, a chap by the name of Scott Jones, and he was employed by Congress to bring new technologies into mainstream. So I was working with him on reverse speech, and during that time I was doing a whole lot of reversals on George W. Bush, and found these reversals on Bush that not only taught to use this word Simone, but talked about battle plans and military operations. Like, I'll play one reversal first before I do the Simone one.
I think things are moving in the right direction, and we're pleased so far with the solidarity, cohesiveness of the economic actions that have been taken.
And we have a reversal here that says, sent the Seahawk up.
Sent the Seahawk up.
And again.
Sent the Seahawk up.
Very clear reversal. But here we have the Simone in the Sands one.
But we must recognize that Iraq may not stop using force to advance its ambitions. Iraq has massed an enormous war machine on the Saudi border.
And here we have Simone in the Sands.
Simone in the Sands.
And again.
Simone in the Sands.
And you know, it was really weird because Scott Jones wrote a memo to then Defense Secretary Dick Cheney telling him about reverse speech and this word Simone, and the memo was leaked to the press. And overnight, reverse speech was all over the world. Is the president hiding secret code words backwards in his speech was the headlines, and my phone went hot, not from people wanting to know about reverse speech, but from people in Washington telling me to keep my mouth shut and not talk to anyone. And
very interesting.
Yep,
that's interesting how that all came down.
Uh-huh. Yep, that was my baptism by fire.
We have some calls coming in. We have Jeff from the UK calling in from United Kingdom, Britain. We'll go right to him. Jeff, hi, you're on Ground Zero with David John Oates. Go ahead.
Hello, Clark. Yeah, quick message first for David. I'll give this a go.
Hi, Jeff.
Kate Boyer, more speech, Steve, or less? I think that's about right.
He's trying to speak in reverse.
Oh, mate, I can't decipher it in reverse without a backwards player, sorry.
Okay, seriously, though, the foreign reversals, I mean, you've already mentioned that you would expect not so much people where their first language isn't English, the English won't be there so much. Are the reversals being checked for the other languages, the primary languages that you speak? I mean, it must be difficult to get people to speak the language, I suppose.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, we still have a lot more work to do in that area. currently it would appear that the reversals are occurring in the primary language that you are thinking in. That is what we think, but we still need to do more work to clarify that. We know that they can occur if you're not thinking in that language, but you still speak it. They can, you can still get a spattering of reversals in the other language.
That's curious, because, yeah. It's obviously harder for them to do the second language or third language, if they're thinking along a certain line, maybe that is influencing them.
Yeah, well, you see, all these languages exist in the unconscious, so they have the potential to appear in reverse speech. And if you have some knowledge of the language, then it can slip out. But, you know, I think Clyde's story was fascinating, how when he was speaking in Spanish, just after that, most of his reversals were in Spanish, because he was still in that mental headspace, I would imagine.
It was actually a guy who, we were at a Salt Lake City convention, if you remember this, David. This is when I first met you.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, I remember that very well.
It was a Salt Lake City convention. I met David in person, and there was a gentleman there that wanted to know more about reverse speech. And we were playing some reversals.
Oh,
it was right
I
there.
I remember this
and
one.
And he said, his reversal said, "Mi corazón es enferma," said. And I spoke Spanish, and he spoke Spanish, and I said, "Hey, I hear a Spanish reversal in there." And David goes, "What do you hear?" And I hear, "My heart is sick." And the guy turned pale, and I go, "What's going on?" He says, "I had a heart attack about a month ago."
Yes, I remember this.
"And I'm still taking medication and trying to recover from it. And it's the first time I've ever gotten out socially, was to come to this convention and meet David John Oates." So it was right after his heart attack. He had just had open-heart surgery, and he said, "His heart is sick," he said in Spanish.
Wow.
In his reversal, which I thought was interesting.
Incredible.
He was trying to find some sort of therapy with reverse speech, using it for some reason, some therapeutic reason. That's what he was saying.
Yep, I do remember that, chap. Does that answer your question?
Okay.
Go ahead, Jeff. Final question. Yeah, there's a little bit of delay here between the two countries, so go right ahead.
Okay. What I was wondering is, have they ever managed to capture where the same person said the same sentence on different occasions?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Reversals, it's very interesting.
Yeah, well, the reversals will be different. See, reversals aren't formed by the words so much as they are by the sounds of speech. And so two people can say exactly the same sentence, and we can get different reversals on both sentences. Two different people can say the same sentence, and you get different reversals. It's very rare that we say the same thing exactly the same way twice. There is always subtle variations in the way we speak, and this affects the speech reversals.
In some ways, they're just thinking some way of cancelling out the actual mechanism of the words they're conveying.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think momentarily before we actually open our mouth and utter the sound, the brain is affecting those very subtle sounds of speech so that we can deliver these two messages, one forwards and one in reverse.
That answer your question, Jeff?
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you for calling tonight.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate it.
Now let's go to Doug calling from Michigan. Hi, Doug. You're on Ground Zero with David John Oates.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, David.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I have a question. I actually thought of a question for you.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you use your voice, you're singing in, you're doing different things. Like, all the things that you're playing tonight seem to be, like, from speeches and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So if let's say you're singing or speaking, like, giving a public speech, or there's other times when people are announcing things, like, you know, radio announcers or, TV announcers, or actors acting, they're all using their voice. Do you get different quality of reversals from the different roles that they're playing at the moment?
Oh.
Or nothing at all if they're acting or something like that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The reversals can change altogether. For example, now, if someone's in a very casual conversation with friends, they're speaking in a very lax conversational style, the reversals will have a very melodious, sing-song, almost ethereal tone to it. But if you go to someone, for example, who's reading a public speech, then the reversals will drop significantly. You won't get anywhere near as many. And those that you do find will have a robotic, mechanical sound to it. And, you know, I can run a tape backwards and not knowing what's on the forward conversation and pretty much tell you what type of conversation that's coming from just by the way the reversals sound. And the best place to find them is in very casual, relaxed conversations, sitting around the living room with your friends talking. That's, you know, you can get reversals happening once every 5 or 10 seconds in that situation. But you go to a public speech, they'll drop off dramatically, maybe to one every 1 or 2 or 3 minutes. As far as music goes, that will depend on the song, how they sound. I'll play a couple of reversals on music before the show finishes this evening, so you can hear a couple of them. The reversals, the sound of the reversal varies, plus different other factors. For example, in a casual conversation, you can hear emotions in reversals a lot easier than you can, say, in a public speech. Does that answer your question?
It's interesting, because I was thinking that, you know, if I'm a little vague on the science of it, actually. Right. But if it is, you know, all controlled by the brain and what it's doing at the time, you know, your role, the role that you're playing, like if you're doing the casual conversation, that's more ad-lib, carefree, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So your brain can actually express itself more, but if you're acting, you've got a specific role to play, or if you're announcing, you know, like Clyde's a radio talk show host, so he's got a role to play when he's on the air.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, Doug, because David did reversals on me once, and he says that I'm one of the hardest persons to get reversals out of.
Wow.
And and we never could figure out why that was the case, but the reversals that he did get out of me were very, would we say, dark?
Yes, yeah, and I recently saw a picture of you today, Clyde. I don't know whether this is a recent picture, but you're wearing all black, and you were holding a book, pointing to a book, something about you have been lied to, and I thought it was ironic that you're wearing those black coats still.
I'm still wearing black. I haven't changed, David.
Well, you do pretty heavy shows. You know, you've got to think, you know, be thinking on your feet, but you also have to be, you know, really serious about it. So you're, you know, when you're doing the talk show, you're really serious and into something.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that digs deep into your psyche.
Well, there are things that when they flow, yes, I can dig deep into people's psyches, my own psyche, even sometimes I frighten myself. But what was really frightening is I remember when David told me that he wanted to do reverse speech on me, and he said, "I'm going to tell you now, Clyde, whatever I do here, whatever you find, and I can share you some of them. I remember them well. There was one that says, 'I divorced my Moses self.' That was one of them. That was a metaphor. Speaking of, I guess David interpreted as that I have basically set aside my position as somewhat of a intuitive person.
Yeah.
There was another one called, there was one that says, 'Satan eats the earth,' was one of them as well.
Oh.
And
very metaphorical.
Yeah. And basically the idea that throughout my mind I think very strongly about and the word Moses itself has another meaning for me too that I shared with David, which I thought was interesting. It was me shaking off my religious background and using shutting down my intuitive self in order to become and not let it get in the way of what I'm doing here on the radio program, and trying to be a little bit more, I guess you could say, in the middle rather than sticking to a bias. But I do tend, and people have pointed it out to this to me many times, I do tend to let my Moses self get in the way of my show, and I start becoming, as one person coined it, the accidental prophet, where I accidentally fall onto something that eventually I predict happening, and it does happen, and people find it very creepy.
Very weird stuff.
You have in the role of talk show host, you do have to try your best to be as objective as possible. But of course, every human has, you know, that carries their own, you know, baggage and predilections, things like that. So you know.
It actually helped me. When I heard my reversals, it actually helped me realize who I was and what I've been doing with my life. And so I always remember that time I was with David and he did my reversals and he told me what they meant. And it was basically that I have a lot of things deep inside of me and a lot of principles and a lot of, something else David told me that if I recall, he said you have a lot of rules that you have in your life that you adhere to, and that sometimes you just got to break those rules. And it's true, I do have a lot of rules that I have set for me and my goals for the show and for my life and everything else that I do.
Well, I think you also go out and have a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
All, you know, the Klingon stuff and that kind of thing.
That's my recreation, believe me. I have to recreate somehow.
That's excellent.
I appreciate that, Doug.
Well, thanks, Clyde. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Doug from Michigan, calling in. David John Oates, my guest tonight on Ground Zero. Very happy to have him here all the way from Australia. We're going to get into some music coming up.
We're going to talk about music reversals and those types of things. Any questions, David will be happy to answer. 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Something beautiful? Go to www.restoresit.com and find out why thousands of people are restoring and beautifying their kitchen cabinets and wood furniture easily with RestoreZit. No need to strip or sand your wood furnishings. RestoreZit gives it a durable finish that lasts for years. Go to www.restoresit.com. That's RESTORZIT.com. Or call 1-800-759-4345 and find out about the miracle in the bottle. RestoreZit.
Tonight, on Unsolved Mysteries, the bodacious conspiracy. It is believed that large groups of people conspire to have fun by going to Bodacious Classics at 2433 Southeast Powell. It is further alleged that while they are plotting the end of the world, they eat exceptionally good food and drink ice-cold beverages while listening to a Klingon sing in an alien language. We here received a phone call from an anonymous informant about this case.
Well, we gathered together in the bar, and I ate one of the best steaks ever. And tender, and I washed it down with some of the great signature brew you get at Bodacious Classics. I then looked up, and I noticed there was this alien, and... Oh, my God. They're tapping my phone line. I gotta go.
So, the Bodacious Conspiracy mystery is solved. Large groups of people are going to Bodacious Classics for a good time. Great food and drinks that are out of this world. You can join us Thursday nights for Klingon karaoke with Clyde and the Klingons at 9:30 p.m. Bodacious Classics, 2433 Southeast Powell. Boldly going where no bar has gone before.
Bill Hendry is now on Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
The American children, we can pay them money to go into pizza parlor.
How could you pay American children to go blow up the cottage?
What is pizza? Child has cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy.
I will take care of that.
You can blow him up. We are running out of Palestinian people. You probably got 12 kids. What's one gone for the cause?
Phil Hendry.
A person who does necessarily not believe in God. Hold on, that might be her.
Well, don't answer the phone when you're on the air with me, all right?
I'm sorry. Agnostic is somebody who believes in... Hold on, I'm really sorry.
You don't answer that phone, okay?
All right.
You might as well answer, man.
Hold on. Hello?
What line are we...
Shut up, man.
Tell me to shut up?
Yeah. Some fag on the radio.
Phil Hendry.
I hear voices when I'm in the bathroom. I think it's coming from a transmitter shoved in my back teeth.
Wait.
What? Wrong lyrics?
Yeah, wrong lyrics.
Phil Hendry. Weeknights at 7. Only on Hot Talk 1080. KOTK.
By now, everybody knows it's all about believing in something. So let's see. There's mom, apple pie, baseball, rodeos, and the good old USA. Ah, these are just some of the things we believe in, a Bob Lamphere's Newberg Dodge. Then there's American-made Dodge trucks. Oh, you gotta believe in those trucks if you're smart enough to put Dodge in the name of your business, like Bob Lamphere's Newberg Dodge. And why not? It's America's favorite truck. It's rodeo's favorite truck. And speaking of rodeos, Newberg Dodge is a proud sponsor of the St. Paul Rodeo. And believe me, when those bull riders have a tough job to get done, they do it in a Dodge truck, an American-made Dodge truck. I believe you'll find the best deal on a Dodge truck at Bob Lamphere's Newberg Dodge over on Portland Road. Why? Because Bob believes in grabbing life by the horns and giving you the best truck for the best price. And you can believe that. So come by today and find out more about the St. Paul Rodeo while you're looking at a new Dodge truck at Bob Lamphere's Newberg Dodge, 2809 Portland Road. I believe that's about it.
Want to see something beautiful? Go to www.restoresit.com and find out why thousands of people are restoring and beautifying their kitchen cabinets and wood furniture easily with Restores It. No need to strip or sand your wood furnishings. Restores It gives it a durable finish that lasts for years. Go to www.restoresit.com. That's R-E-S-T-O-R-Z-I-T.com. Or call 1-800-759-4345 and find out about the miracle in the bottle. Restores It.
He will help you develop a safe and effective workout. Colin Hubler with Smart Fitness. 10 a.m. Sunday on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Broadcasting from the land of the free and the home of the paranoid, this is Ground Zero.
For those of you that missed it earlier in the program, we had the Hell Candidates on here debuting the new song Ground Zero. We're going to be playing that song again next week and reminding you that on the 27th, they're going to be having a show at the Paris Theater. We are giving away tickets if you want to go and you want to get tickets to go see the Hell Candidates. We have will call tickets available for you. All you got to do is just call us up at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Actually, I may just sneak on the song tomorrow night on Ground Zero. It'll be really good to have it on. And we have Lonnie Wolf on the program. He's going to be on to tell us about the possibility of papers being drawn up to impeach members of our the administration. So that'll be interesting. In the meantime, we have David John Oates on the program. Glad to have you
from Australia. And we have another call. I forgot. Who is this? Hi, you're on Ground Zero. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, hi.
Yes.
Hi, Daniel.
I was curious. Oh, hi. I was curious if you had any Mr. N reverses.
Mr.
Oh,
M?
Mr. N was on the program? Mr. N was a Men in Black character that I had on my show. He's a Men in Black guy.
Oh, really?
Who I had some reversals on him, and I have him tucked away. I played him on the show one time. Some interesting stuff. Maybe I'll get those out sometime. I have to find them. They're on another disc in another room.
Yeah, no, I don't have any. Sorry, mate.
No, he doesn't. Daniel, thank you, though.
All right,
have a good night. Bye-bye. Yeah, Mr. N was a Man in Black that, well, he claimed to be a Man in Black. He interviewed him, and he had some very interesting things to say. Huh. And I had played some of what he had to say in reverse. It was very interesting.
Okay.
So. Doug was talking earlier about music. Do you have any
yes.
Do you have new music? Beatles stuff, right?
Yeah, I've got some Beatles stuff. We'll look at a few. Here is one on Ringo, Honey Don't.
Honey don't. Honey don't. Honey don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey don't.
Anything's backwards. My God is so stubborn.
My God, this is
we strappin'. My God, this is
we strappin'. There you go.
My God, this is we strappin'.
Make of that what you will.
Funny.
Huh?
I said that's funny. That, I mean, Ringo said, my God, it's so stubborn.
That is funny. Here, we'll play a little bit forward, then do the reversal again.
Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't, honey, don't.
And here it is, my God is so stubborn.
My God, this is we strappin.
My God, this is we strappin.
And, you know, I should say that these selection of reversals I'm playing on the Beatles now are just a small selection of 100 reversals on the Beatles that has been found by reverse speech analyst Greg Albrecht in Australia. And Greg has been spending thousands of hours going over old Beatles songs and interviews, and he's got some great stuff there. It should be up on his website within a week or so.
I love the fact that there are people in your realm that you give credit to when they create and bring you reversals. You always point out your students, and you always give credit where credit is due. I especially like the fact that you do that. That's why I bring you on this program. I know that there are other people out there that have decided to go on and take research from you and basically name the research for themselves, even though you're the one who started the research. And there are certain people, and it really irritates me when I hear them on other talk shows doing this. One in particular is John Kelly.
Yeah.
He's emailed me many times and said, can I come on your show? And I always write back. I say, no. I mean, why would I have you on my show when I have David John Oates, who I'm good friends with, and I know that a lot of the times you don't ever cite his name as the inspiration or anything that you work for.
Yeah, well, it's very sad to see that. And, John Kelly in particular, John Kelly was a student of mine. He trained under me in 1988. In point of fact, he was being trained as our marketing manager, reverse speech marketing manager in 99. And he left and went out on his own and has chosen to go a route where, from what I can gather, he's essentially claiming this is his work, and not citing anyone else in the field. Like, for example, I heard him on Coast to Coast last week and was asked a question about other languages. And, of course, there's been so much research done on other languages in the reverse speech field. And there's so many wonderfully talented and trained analysts out there who are doing some incredible work with reverse speech, and it's very sad and disappointing to see others going out there taking what's essentially my work and calling it their own.
Well, there are people, if they were doing it. The thing is that if there were people, if Kelly was the type of person that was able to, at least give it a twist, give it his own twist and his own style, it would be a different thing. But it seems like he does everything that you do, and I know his background. He's been with you in the past, and now it seems like, well, I'll just ignore David now, and I'll go about my business, and I'll go on the air now and say that I originated this, when in reality, we know the story. If we've followed Coast to Coast, Jeff Rentz, and whomever, even my show, we would know that you've been around a lot longer than that, and you've been doing this.
Yeah, I'm amazed. Puzzled that he thinks he can get away with it, quite frankly. But anyway, be that as it may, the thing that I've always wanted for reverse speech is that for all the researchers to work together, and it doesn't serve anyone any good with someone going out tooting their own horn. John Kelly's got a lot to has got a lot to gain from us, and I'm sure that he's done some work himself and can add some extra insights. There seems to be this one-upmanship, which is disappointing. I've always promoted the work of my analysts and my students, and some of my students have developed some wonderful theories that are contradictory to my theories, but that's fine too. That's what academic pursuit is all about, new growth. And
do you have any more reversals on the Beatles that were sent in by your colleague there?
Yes, I do. Here's a song I should have known better. Here he goes backwards. Who's fishing with the river and the water? Whatever that means.
Who's fishing with the river and the water?
There it is.
Who's fishing with the river and the water?
For
that's
whatever.
So clear.
That is clear. Yes, it is. Who's fishing with the river and the water? Here, this isn't the Beatles, but this is another one I got up. This is Santana.
You got to change, baby.
And this one simply says, and I'll remind you to say yes.
And I'll remind you to say yes. And I'll remind you to say yes.
Don't know what it means, but there you go.
Those are really clear. I don't know what they mean either, but I think those are really clear. And it's also, I guess, one more kick in the teeth to those who believe that there's... that these messages are satanic. I don't see anything satanic in fishing in the water.
No.
Yes, it's a positive thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing satanic at all. No, I don't know where people got that from. Here's one. Hey?
Yeah, go ahead and do another one.
Here's another one. I don't know where this is from. And this is just, they lie shattered, oh war. Whatever that is.
That song is War by...
Sorry?
That song is War by Edwin Starr.
Oh, is it really? Oh, well, yeah. No. Oh, well, just so to find O War in reverse is quite logical.
Yeah, play it forward again.
And backwards, they lie
War by Edwin Starr.
Huh, well then, there you got the war in reverse. They lie shattered, O War.
Yeah.
There.
And you didn't know that was Edwin Starr?
No, I had no idea. No,
it's Edwin Starr at war.
Well, I'll be bothered.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, someone just sent me that one. Here's another one on the Beatles. This is a Beatles song, Help. You'll never listen to Help the same way after you hear this reversal.
But every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need your light. I've never done before.
Backwards, now he uses marijuana, and if you listen carefully, you'll hear the chorus singing in the background, Marijuana. Now, this is really interesting, because this was the first song documented in rock and roll history where the Beatles were actually smoking marijuana while they were recording the song. So to hear and sing Now He Uses Marijuana is really quite fascinating. There we go. You can hear that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and here he is. Sorry?
I said, I'm just repeating it. Now he uses marijuana.
Yeah, here it is again. Forward.
But every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need your light. I've never done before.
And now he uses marijuana. There you go.
David John Oates is my guest here tonight on Ground Zero, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Always a pleasure having him on the program, and we'll be back with more. Don't go away. More reversals on the way. If you have any questions, once again, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. We'll be back with more Ground Zero. Keep it here.
Ground Zero on Hot Talk 1080. KOTJ.
We're going to be rapping after the song, so
okay.
David's, my producer's leaving. He doesn't want to stay till 3, so...
That's okay, I'll just finish off with a couple of reversals.
Okay, cool,
okay.
And we'll be right back. This has been a great show.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it, mate. Was what I said about Kelly okay? I didn't go too over the top, did I?
No, I just want to make mention of that. I thought it was
I'm glad you did.
I just wanted to get that dig in, you know.
Yes, I've got some reverses on Kelly, but I won't play them.
Yeah, I didn't want to go too far in. I just wanted to make sure that, you know.
What we said was fine.
It's clear that you give credit to where credit is due.
Yep.
Okay, hang on. We'll be right with you.
Here, go to www.restorzit.com. That's RESTORZIT.com. Or call 1-800-759-4345 and find out about the miracle in the bottle. Restores it.
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries, the Bodacious Triangle. Many people have entered Bodacious Classics from 2433 Southeast Powell and have experienced something mysteriously tantalizing. Exceptional food, great libations, and a strange Klingon who sings in an alien language.
Yesterday in Charmel
Street, the farmer had this to say about the anomaly.
But what I'm saying is people walking out of that place, you know, that Bodacious Classics place, and they have this wide-eyed look on their face, and they got big smiles from ear to ear. I know what happens in there. They get you all comfy, and they feed you good food and stuff, and then they start you learning that Klingon language. That's right. And then they're going to get you ready to get on the mothership. I know their game.
So the Bodacious Triangle mystery has been solved. People go to Bodacious Classics for a good time. Food and drinks that are out of this world. You can join us Thursday nights for Klingon karaoke with Clyde and the Klingons at 9:30 p.m. Bodacious Classics, 2433 Southeast Powell. Boldly going where no bar has gone before.
I'm Buzz Bishop with the CyberBuzz on saving with electronic coupons. Okay, I just discovered a cool website, but you might not want to say the address out loud as it could get you into trouble. At first glance, naughtycodes.com. Sounds like a way to hack into online porn sites for free, but it's much better than that. This site is full of codes for e-coupons. Everything from golf balls to gardening is sold online. And if you know the right people or are a repeat customer, you can get discounts. These discounts are usually redeemed with a password, and that's where the site steps in. They've hacked the passwords to more than a few dozen e-tailing websites, so you can cash in on the savings. Up to 50% off and free shipping can be found once you get your favorite coupon from naughtycodes.com. Just remember to keep it quiet. Once the e-tailers catch on, the codes are removed from the system. And with a bookmark like Naughty Codes in your favorite folder, you just might get into trouble with the female half of the household. For more details on today's show, check out cyberbuzz.com.
You, like every other business decision maker, have some tough questions to answer as your new budget stares you in the face. Questions that require answers that make money, save money, or is the best use of your company's money. It's a big responsibility, so when you choose a partner in the technology field, you need the best the region has to offer. Now that you're nodding in agreement, remember the name CoreForce. If you're a CIO, director of IT, or senior technology staff member, listen to this commercial like it's an early Christmas present. CoreForce is a leading provider of high-end system planning, design, and development services. Where can CoreForce help you? Banking and financial institution systems, scientific and business data capture and reporting, e-commerce transactions, manufacturing system automation and data collection, mass media and human resource systems. I could speak for hours about technical mumbo-jumbo, but I won't. I'll send you to CoreForce.com. CoreForce. Innovation. Creativity. Excellence. Online at CoreForce.com.
Good night, Theo. Good night, Franklin. Eleanor. Sleep tight, Hector. How about a good night kiss, Katie? Here's your teddy bear, Matt. Good boy. Sweet dreams, Rocky. Sleepy time, Bandit. Okay, Tuffy, go to sleep. You too.
At the Oregon Humane Society, we love animals as much as you do.
Sweet green shadow.
Maybe more. Come pay us a visit and feel the love.
Want to see something beautiful? Go to www.restoresit.com and find out why thousands of people are restoring and beautifying their kitchen cabinets and wood furniture easily with Restores It. No need to strip or sand your wood furnishings. Restores It gives it a durable finish that lasts for years. Go to www.restoresit.com. That's R-E-S-T-O-R-Z-I-T.com. Or call 1-800-759-4345 and find out about the miracle in the bottle. Restores It.
Into tomorrow, it's the Consumer Electronics and Technology Talk Show. Live Sundays 11 to 2, only on Hot Talk 1080.
K-O-P-K. Ground Zero.
A report has just been released that shares
on the table.
Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. My guest tonight, David John Oates, here doing reversals for us. And
we have Kevin calling in. Hi, Kevin. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, what's up, Clyde? Hey, I just got a question about the music one.
Uh-huh.
And that is about the music one.
Yeah.
Like when you're doing those backwards.
Uh-huh.
Like, what sort of CDs are they coming from? And do you think that makes a big difference?
Sorry, say that again.
What CDs are they coming from? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, like, would that make a big difference? Like, if I downloaded a different song or I got a different song of the same song and just play something different?
Well, if you downloaded a different version of the same song, you may get different reversals. Yeah, it depends on what version you're listening to, because it's how it's sung at the... It's how it's recorded at the time it's sung. That's what causes the reversal. But the Beatles one, Help, for example, that's the standard generic version. You can download that and you'll find that there too.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about it. And do you have anything on Neil Armstrong, like when he was stepping on the moon?
Oh, Neil Armstrong, yes, I do, actually. I've got a very famous reversal on Neil Armstrong that I play on many of my shows, and this is actually right as he takes his first step onto the lunar surface, and here it is now.
It's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Backwards, he says, man will spacewalk.
Never spacewalk.
You hear that one okay?
Yes, maybe at the time that he really wasn't walking on the moon, it was fake, and he just maybe not thinking, hey, maybe in the future we really will do this.
Oh, I don't know. I'm asked that question many times. You know, you can interpret that reversal either the way. You know, I personally believe as he stepped on the moon, he was very excited and thinking we will move forwards into space. But some people have said, yeah, that reversal proves that he wasn't on the moon, but they will sometime in the future. So it's anyone's guess, mate.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, bro.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Kevin, for calling. You know, that's interesting when he brings that up, because I've always, you know, kind of toyed with the possibility that maybe we didn't land on the moon, and so
Neil
Armstrong said, we will spacewalk or whatever. It's kind of like a future thought that we eventually will spacewalk.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyone can take their take on that one. Hey, listen, Clyde, I'd like to get my number out, if I may. And
by all means, yes,
The reverse speech offices in the United States are actually located right there in Portland, and the phone number is area code 503. And number's 970-4922. So that's right there in Portland. Area code 503-970-4922. If you want to get a hold of machines to do this, or software, we've actually got software on my website, reversespeech.com. You can download, or we sell machines and books and tapes and anything you need to know to get involved.
Right there in Portland. Right here in Portland. That's where the general offices are, right?
Yep, that's correct. Right there in Portland. 503-970-4922.
Great. Let's do more before we have to go. It's ticking away, and I want to hear more reversals.
All right.
Go right ahead.
I got two I want to play here. This is one that has been up on my website for 2 years, and I completely forgot all about it, but someone emailed me just a couple of weeks ago and asked me, could this reversal on Colin Powell that I found in 1991 be a prediction of the future space shuttle disaster? So listen to this.
Some nations were not expecting that particular sentence, but it is not a source of any friction or a problem with the members of the coalition.
And he says backwards, NASA will get the family caskets.
NASA will get the family caskets. NASA will get the family caskets.
And again.
NASA will get the family caskets.
I have no idea what that reversal meant. I found it in 1991, and I put it up on my website and haven't thought about it since. And then someone emailed me just 2 weeks ago and says, David, that's a really ominous reversal. Could that be predicting the future space shuttle disaster?
I find that interesting, because in one of my articles, I actually connect Colin Powell to the space shuttle disaster.
You do? Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. I do. I basically connect him in name with, like I said, Columbia.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The fact that... both were doves that fell.
Right.
One fell in space and one fell in his graces, and that forgive me gave me the chills because of the fact that he feels badly about the fact that he had to become a hawk rather than a dove.
Fascinating. And here's a reversal found on George Bush last week that I also have no idea what it means, but I'll play it. Sometimes I play these reversals and some listeners out in the audience have got some brainwave. So if anyone knows what this reversal is, I'd love for you to email me backwards@reversespeech.com. Here it is, forwards on George Bush.
Hello,
Yesterday in Sharm el-Sheikh, we made a strong beginning. Arab leaders stated that they share our goal of two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and in security.
This was at a recent peace conference in the Middle East, and he says back was, shoot the law, Grey Shepherd. And I have no idea what Grey Shepherd means.
Shoot the law, Grey Shepherd.
Shoot the law, Grey Shepherd.
And again.
Shoot the law, Grey Shepherd.
Might be a code word. I don't know. Maybe some
Could
people
be.
Maybe some people out there know what Grey Shepherd means.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
That's speaking in metaphor, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I assume that's speaking in metaphor, yes. And we were going to talk about metaphors tonight, Clyde, and we ran out of time, didn't we?
We ran out of time. I want to deal with metaphors because just last night we were talking about the whirlwind, and that was one of the more... We were talking about the whirlwind, the vortex, and how it all fits together. And a lot of the whirlwind is one of the most prominent metaphors in reverse speech.
Yes, in point of fact, I got a half a dozen reversals already to play you for the whirlwind, but we'll discuss that next show, I think, and something to look forward to. And do I have time for one last reversal to finish off?
One last one.
All right,
sure.
This is Paula Jones just after her trial.
Well, it was an adventure. It was something I usually don't do, but I don't think that they're not vulgar pictures. They're not disgusting pictures. I think they're very tasteful, and it was an adventure. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
This is Paula Jones. I'm releasing some illicit pictures of her. What does this say, Clyde? Listen very carefully.
Give me sex. Give me sex. Give me sex.
Give me sex.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fascinating. David Dunnell, give the phone number one more time for the Portland General Offices of Reverse Speech.
It's 1-503-970-4922. That's 503-970-4922.
If you want to get reverse speech materials such as software on how to get working on your computer or machines, they're available for you by calling that number. And if you want to talk with David or write David, it's backwards@reversespeech.com. David John Oates, thank you so much for being on the program. We're going to have you on again soon. I just know it.
Thanks, Clyde.
You have a good night.
Yep, and you too, mate.
Take care.
Tomorrow night, Lonnie Wolf on the program talking about the Bush administration. Possibly weapons of mass destruction may be their undoing. We're going to talk and speculate about that coming up and a whole lot of other stuff on the way. We'd like to thank the Hell Candidates for being on this program. Remember, they'll be doing a show on the 27th at the Paris Theater. And that great song, Ground Zero, that they released, we're very happy they've done so. We will see you tomorrow night. Don't miss it. We'll be on Ground Zero again for you. Good night, everybody.
Ground Zero with Fox.
Special 50% radio.